Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us. My name is Daryl Urbanski, your host as always. And today we are joined by Abang Abu, the founder of Now Asia International, a celebrated financial educator and entrepreneur known for his expertise in business coaching and cash flow management. Recognized as Asia's most innovative financial educator and winner of multiple awards, including the Spirit of Enterprise, Abu has empowered countless entrepreneurs through his training programs across Malaysia and Singapore, and actually including the world. As a facilitator for Robert Kiyosaki's cash flow board games, he has toured the world with Kiyosaki himself, helping people understand financial freedom. With over 25 years of experience, Abu continues to inspire through his workshops, mentoring, and public speaking engagements. I've asked him to join us here today to share his story and how we can all make more plus manage our cash flow better. So, Abu, thank you so much for joining us, my friend. How are you
Right. Thank you.
doing?
Thank you so much for this opportunity. And yeah, I'm doing great. And how about you, Daryl?
Yeah, we're good. I'm excited. We were talking about passion right before we got on the call, and I'm full of passion right now. I'm so excited about my life and the things that I'm working on, and I'm grateful to be here with you. And before we hop into all this, I just want to ask, how did you, I already know the answer, but the audience, how did you even get started? Were your parents financially secure, sound? Was this, did you just learn the family business and they gave you the golden keys and, or what?
Okay, actually, it's a very long story, but let me just put it when I was like around 21, I lost my parents and in an accident, and that's where I have to do something. And I go through a moment where I paralyzed from neck to bottom. I was hospitalized with four siblings still under my care. And when you don't have your parents after they passed away, and if you understand the Robert Kiyosaki's cash flow quadrant, the E and S, so my parents was in E and S, and when they passed away, there's no more income, nothing, all stopped. That's how I have no choice rather than start to do something on my own. And that's how I stumble into this thing called entrepreneurship. I start to sell on the street, and then I start a small business, and that's how I actually like get into business. It's not like spoon-fed. It's not like my parents are well-to-do. They actually ENS business people. So the whole thing started when they passed away in an accident. That's how I get started into this business
And
world.
you were paralyzed too? You were involved in the accident with them?
Yes, I was in the car as well, so the car was thrown out, so I was the one who drove the car, and I hit a divider, so it's like just somersault, and my parents thrown out of the car, and I just don't know how I get out from the car, and I was like holding my hand, it was like broken, and suddenly I feel a pain in my neck, and then people start to, it was 2 o'clock in the morning, so yeah,
I'm so
that's
sorry
the
to hear
thing.
that.
Yeah,
That's,
no, it's
yeah. Yeah, and I know you probably get it a lot, but still. So walk us through it. So now you're in the hospital. Obviously, emotionally, there's a lot to manage. How do you
right.
even get started? Where do you start? Like, where do you pick up? Like you said, you had to start selling on the street. What was the next step?
All right. So when I was like in the hospital and I went come back to my home where my siblings was there, they was like 8 years old, 9 years old, not nobody's taking care of them except my younger brother who was like 19 that time, and that's all. We don't have a support from our relative and everything. So when I came back after 4, 5, 6 months due to my accident, and I find that it was like terrible. So I got this anger in me asking question, why this has happened, why our family involved, why the God test us like this, why our relative is just ignore us. So that was like anger playing in my mind, but then I couldn't do anything because I still recovering my whole thing. And after I recovered a bit, like where they put me in the cast, the whole body cast, and when they start to take out after 6 months and they put something called like some stabilizer here, and that's when I feel that I can't afford to stay sit like this, because I can see my sisters don't have food to eat. They just share some foods. That was like a very terrible kind of like feeling. And I say I have to do something. So what I did, there is a our neighbor, like three houses neighbor, she does this cooking, selling to some of those people who come and took from her. It's a like morning like breakfast. We call nasi lemak in Malaysia. So I just go to her and I told that I want to sell this. Can you help me? And she take up a basket and she put 20 piece of those things that, and she just give it to me and she's okay, go and sell this. That's how I get started. And the first day I just go around the street, the places, and I managed to sell that 20. So I was so happy, and that's how I start to do it again and again, and that's how it gets started.
Wow. So you started selling the breakfast. What were they called again?
Yeah, it's called nasi
Nasi
lemak.
lemak. Nasi
Yes.
lemak. So you started selling that, and then what? Like I guess you worked with her for a while. You
No,
started selling.
I start to do that. I start to do that, and I was like doing that, and I start to supply in some of the restaurant in over the place. I go and ask, "Hey, can I put this in your place?" And they allow me to put, and that's how it started. This was going for like 3, 4 months, and then one thing happened, and that's really changed everything. And this guy who actually allowed me to put 50 of those things in his restaurant. After 1 month plus, I keep on putting. He said, "Don't put any more." I was like shocked. Why? And he said he want to sold off his shop and he want to return back to India because he's from India. He come to Malaysia. He start the business and he say he want to let go of this and he want to let when. So I was like a bit, oh my God, what's 50 of my thing? And suddenly there's like something, some feeling of courage for me to like. Hey, I just asked him, hey, why you want to let go? Just give me, can I handle this or not? And it just come out of like my, I don't know how it just started. And he was looking for 80,000 ringgit at that time. 80,000 ringgit is a huge amount of money for me at that time. And he want that amount so that he can sell this and he goes. So I was like almost crying to him, please give me. And then he brought me to a money lender. There's something called money lender in this part of the world, and he actually put me, and then he take out the 80,000 and put in my name, and I have to like pay 10,000 a month for the next one whole year to repay the whole thing. But because of my, I want to do something, I just okay, let's do it. And you know what happened after that? The restaurant, we have three people with including me, so one guy will do the cooking, one guy will do the serving, and this is how I run. But after 10 days of doing that, when I calculate, I think it's very difficult for me to pay the 10,000 for that month. I decided after the 10 o'clock, because we open from morning up to 10, we close. So after the closing time, I decided I want to go to Singapore because we do that in Malaysia. So I say, I want to go to Singapore and I want to do something so that I can earn money. So what I did, after I close my shop, I'll take a bus. So in Singapore, there's food court area that we can actually like look for some work. So I found a job in that food court from 12 midnight to the 6 o'clock in the morning. So I have to do something called roti prata, and I do that. I earn around $60 to $100, depend on the boss, the owner of the stall. Sometimes I'll give 80, sometimes 60, sometimes 100. So this is where I start to manage to collect this, and I also, with whatever that we're doing in Malaysia, I managed to settle the monthly, those called commitment. And that was like going for months and months. And I am a person who never gets sleep. I just sleep on the bus while traveling because my vision, my mission, my purpose is my siblings. I don't want all my siblings suffer from anything. I want to like be the one who provide them. And that's what keep me going and going. And after nearly a year of doing this, God is always like looking at everything. I believe in God. Suddenly, I got an opportunity to buy over the shop that I rented. It's because during that moment, there is one scheme by the government that allow people to buy the properties with 100% loan. That means you can take up 100% loan and you can. So that is an opportunity for me. I said, hey, I need to get this. So I bought that house with that kind of like thing. So we start to
The
never
restaurant.
pay. Yeah, it's a restaurant.
You bought the land, the building.
Yes, the building. And that was my first so-called property investment, which I don't really know what I'm doing at that moment. I just like thought, okay, now I no need to pay for the owner. So now I'm just like paying to the bank and I'm owning it. And then I start to think, hey, actually this is interesting. So I bought another one. I bought three. And that's how I get, and I start to rent it out to people so that I can actually get those things that now I understand what is passive income. At that time, I just don't understand what those things about. So that's how I get started. And yeah, that's a bit of how I get started.
Hats off to the government for the 100% loan. That's
Yeah. That was
opportunity.
like
You got to seize the opportunity. Everybody has
exactly.
opportunities in their life. You can't be like, oh, he got this opportunity, but it would have been me. I guarantee every one of us here have had such
Right.
an equally and better, more amazing
Right.
opportunity slip through our fingers. You really got to
Right.
be eyes open and take
Right.
advantage of them when they come. That's phenomenal. So that really got you steamrolling. You're buying
Yep.
property. So you have three properties out.
Yeah.
And what then? You just decided to retire?
No, I was like working even harder. I was like thinking how I can grow because I sent my brother to study in UK. So because one of my dream of my mother want one of her sons become a doctor. So I put that responsibility to my brother. I tell him, you have to become a doctor, and
Yeah.
we work hard, we send them. He eventually went to Ireland to study there for 6 years, and then he become a doctor, and now he's a specialist in the pediatrician in Malaysia here. So that's, and then I get married, I get my sisters, and my brothers get married, and those are the responsibility that I took as a parent because I'm the
Yeah.
eldest in my family. And during that journey, I started a lot of things. I fail in many things. I started business. I fail in business. In fact, to a record, I start 28 businesses which failed. 24
Wow.
failed. 24
Wow.
failed. And that was the process for me to learn a lot of things about business. Yeah, that failure doesn't really stop me. It just keep me going. And until I created a lot of award-winning businesses right now.
I love that. Yeah, I didn't stop. First off, you must feel so proud for what you've accomplished and being able to get your younger siblings to, like you said, your mom's goal was to have a doctor and like you, all those things. When you're in it and you're suffering and you're bleeding and sweating, like you hate it. But now looking back and seeing what you've done,
Right.
I hope I feel proud of it. I don't even, I like, we've had lunch in person and we've had a couple
Right.
of Zoom calls. Like, I'm proud of you. So you must just be boom. I can tell you're blowing with.
My sisters and brothers love me so much. They just love me.
Yeah, it's earned. It's earned. You, a guy I love, he's a very successful guy. His name's Naval. He says, calm mind, a fit body, and a house full of love. These are things which cannot be bought. They must be earned.
Right. Yep.
And I think that's just so powerful. What would you recommend to someone who's struggling and starting out now, if they're in your early days of this?
For me, it's just like focus on what you do and don't really worry about the results that happen. You just keep going, be perseverant and believe things going to happen. Believe it very strongly deep inside you. Things going to happen and you just have to keep doing it, keep pushing it. And I always have this acronym that I follow, which is, I call it DANCE, DANCE, DANCE. The first, I would recommend people to decide. First, nothing can change if you don't decide to change. You have to decide that, hey, I want to change. I want to get a new life. I want to get better in my finance. I want to get start a business, whatever. That first is about decision. Then, when you decide, you cannot sit down waiting for things to happen. So you have to, A means take action. You have to take action. You have to start doing it. And the thing is that when you do something new, that means when you decide to change something, you need to have certain kind of action. It's not the same action that you do. You need to take new actions,
Corporate
new
action.
things, and all those stuff because you want to change. So you need to do something different. But then this thing happened. That's why I put the N. N stands for when you start to do this thing, notice what happened. Yeah, this is where people fail. When you start to do new things, internally, a lot of things are going to ask you questions. Hey, why are you doing this? Like, you can't do this. Your mind start to stop you from doing what you're supposed to do because your mind been very comfortable staying doing nothing for all the period. And suddenly, when you start to do something, it's get, oh my God, why this guy is doing? Let's stop it. So it's going to like come out a lot of reasoning, a lot of this and that, why this thing will never happen. So a lot of people, they don't know this process and they start to agree with it and they stop what they do. All right. So for me, it's about just notice what happened internally and see what's happened externally. When you are in a mission of doing things externally, a lot of things are going to like come to you, challenges, things that, because you're already against your brain say, don't you stick doing. So your brain's going to bring things to stop you from external. It can be your failures. It can be a lot of things, but please, it's just notice and keep moving. Like, just keep
Yeah.
moving. So that's where the notice parts come in. So if you understand this process, you will keep going. So then, see, now, Sometimes you do certain thing again and again, you stay focused, even whatever happened, but then things doesn't work. So you need to change something. C stands for change. Maybe the change the location, ch maybe change the product, maybe change the business model, maybe your marketing, change something if there's no result being created. And E stands for evaluate. You need to keep on evaluating. Okay, I already start this business 6 months. What's happened right now? Where am I? Are we moving ahead? Am I slowing down? So that you know what to do. So I use this process throughout my life in making sure that things happen. And also the same advice I would love to give to anybody that going to start something or they are in the process of pursuing something, just remember dance is a very powerful formula and stages of success, I call it.
I love that because the dance is also something you don't just do and you're done. You continue to dance. So you dance and then you evaluate and then you decide and then you, and it starts again and you dance and dance. That's, I love that. I love that. That's great. Are there specific skills or behaviors that are really important? You talked about the ES and the BI, the quadrant. So for people that don't know, it's a quadrant. It's like a plus symbol. And then on the top left is an E and the bottom
E.
left is an S and the top
Yes.
right is a B and the bottom right is an I. And the idea is that the E is entrepreneur, employee, and the S is self-employed. The B is business owner and the I is investor.
Right.
And that in the Rich Dad, Poor Dad, Robert Kiyosaki methodology, that you want to be on the B and the I side and that
Right.
you want to get out of the E and the S side. What are some of the important, like for people that are new to this, specific skills or behaviors that help them be a B and an I?
I think it's come to something that I call those mindsets. And E and S, they have certain kind of like mindset, and B and I is certain like mindset. So it start from the mindset. For example, so E and S, they have always a mindset of playing not to lose, for example. They don't want to lose, so they stop from taking some risks. They don't want to take certain action that is not what they do because they're scared of making mistakes. So why this happened? Because we are being brought up in our school system, our life, not to make mistakes. So that's become some of their subconscious mind not to make mistakes. So every time they want to do something, they're scared of making mistakes, so they decided not to do. So this is the mindset of the poor, the E and S. When you come to the B and I, if you really want to be in B and I, first you need to change the mindset from playing to lose to play to win. You play to win. So people who with that mindset, which is a winner's mindset, is basically okay, they're able to take the risk. They want new challenge, the courage to face challenges. They work as a team. They don't play alone. These are some of those things that we need to change in order from us to move from the E to the B and I. So, of course, other characters that you need to have, persistence, determinations, and all those stuff that we all know. But what I also want to let you know, if you want to go B and I, you must have a PhD. You must have a PhD. All right, what is PhD? PhD stands for the first one is about passion. You must have the passion. If you want to go to BNI, you must have the passion. A lot of people try to go to BNI because they thought by being in BNI, you can make a lot of money, but then it doesn't happen if you don't have that passion. The second is H. H stands for hunger. Like BNI, people who are hungry for things. They're hungry to do something different. They're hungry to change the world. They're hungry to add value to people. So this is what make them to keep on doing and doing. But these E and S, they don't have the hunger. They're just looking for something that satisfy them, secure them, and all the stuff. But B and I, they have this hunger. And D stands for desire. This B and I, they have big desire. But E and has some dreams. They have dreams, but they never take action towards it. But B and I, they have desire. Like, what's the difference between dream and desire? Dream only come when you sleep. Desire will never make you sleep.
I love that. That's very true. That's a great list. I love that so much. So what are some of the biggest mistakes? You've talked about it in different ways, but what are some of the biggest mistakes people make? They go, okay, listen, Abu, I've got passion, I've got hunger, I've got desire, I'm willing to take risks. But what are some of the biggest mistakes people make?
The biggest mistake that I personally have done, I never educate myself financially at the beginning. I don't have financial education at all, where I lose almost all what I have created at the age of 27. I just finish it in the age of 30. Within 3 years, I lost millions of dollars because I don't have financial literacy. I don't have financial intelligence. I just thought money is so easy because it was like easy coming to me. But then I don't have this financial literacy. I don't know what is asset and liability per se. So I thought I'm buying asset, but in fact, I'm actually wasting my money in liabilities. So I go into investment that I don't have any knowledge. I go into energy and I put a lot of money and it just burn everything. So that was the biggest mistake that I believe that I had at that time, which is financial education. I don't have financial education. So I think that's the biggest mistake that I have done.
So what does that mean? Like, how do you get a financial education? Is it about learning to read a balance sheet? What do you mean?
Okay, it's not like something very complex. It's like very simple thing. When I look at my parents at those days when they actually do business, they just like doing simple things. For example, in business, you have to know what's come in and go out. How much come in, how much go out. So you just record those in a simple terms. And you just manage how much to spend on this. You have to know the saving part of it. You save and then how to use this saving into investing. When you invest, whether are you investing in asset or liability? Those kind of like simple thing. It's not like something you need to know, understand about how to play crypto, how to invest in this. These are all the next part of it. This is what I call fundamental finance. So a lot of people, they don't have this fundamental finance. Fundamental finance is knowing your balance sheet, knowing your asset, knowing your income, knowing your cash flow, simple things. But a lot of people, they don't have this. What like just like me, I don't have that. But what I wanted was emotional finance. I want to get rich. I want to invest in fast. I want to get things done fast. But that was the mistake that I believe.
Yeah, I really agree with that. And I think a lot of people are intimidated by it, but it's really, like you said, it's, I love how you broke it down. It's like how much is coming in and how much is going out. Start there. And then with what's left over, what do you do with it? Jim Rohn has something he calls a 70, 10, 10, 10 plan. And it's the 70 is what you like. So whatever you make at the end of the month that's left over, that's your 100%. And you live on 70% of that. And out of that, you've got 10, 10, and 10. And you call it, 10 is active capital. So it's money that you invest to actively yourself, whether it's in training, whether it's to buy, sell something. 10% is passive, where you try to find a place to put it where someone else will grow up for you. And 10%, I think, was for charity. And that was the 70, 10, 10, 10 plan from Jim. And I think it's a great example. I have a personal example. It's just people that are looking for it, because a lot of people think real estate and this and that. I had some land and I had some money. It wasn't a lot. It was just a couple of thousand dollars, but I ended up being able to plant 800 dragon fruit plants. And they're starting, that was over a year ago, and they're starting to produce fruit now. And this is 800 plants. This is going to produce food for 40 years, 50 years. So I now have 800 plants that are going to produce food three, four times a year. And on average, based off of the calculation, I could be wrong, but they should be producing, even if we do a terrible job, I should be getting over 50,000 pieces of fruit from these 800 plants. They sell right now wholesale in the Philippines for $1.50. That's the conservative. If we do a great job, I could get 300,000 pieces of fruit from this. And this is where I just was accumulating some cash and I could let it sit in the bank and lose it to inflation, or you find a way to invest it so it'll grow. Do you have any other unconventional examples for people that, if they're just like stocks and real estate, do you have any other unconventional examples?
One of the very interesting is like business. Business is one of those very easy. Some people we thought, oh, starting a business might be something big and whatever. But I believe in small businesses. That's why I'm very attracted to Michael Gerber, Emmett, and he have this vision of creating McDonald's of businesses. So it can be simple. There is a friend of mine. He owns a barbershop. Don't require a lot of things in here, this part of the world. It's just like very simple. But he have seven of it, and every barbershop is giving him 500 Singapore dollars. So he just every month he just like keep on collecting without doing anything. So the business also have it's grown up in the value itself. So that is some of those things. Sometimes we just don't understand that. And now with the technology, of course, the online thing, you can create a membership, you can so many things. Even you can now you can even with the AI, it's become crazy and crazy. You can create so many things. In fact, I just created a song using AI.
Yeah.
I just created a song for myself, and that's how things are going. And I heard there's one thing called create your own movie. You can actually like put script up, and the movie will come without paying any actor or actress. It's
Yeah.
so many things are actually happening. In fact, we spoke about that during our lunch meeting.
Yeah.
I just forget that guy's name and number. Maybe you can actually connect with me later on, just
Yeah,
like pass. No.
for people that don't know, that's how we met. We met at a mastermind
Yeah.
lunch and
So I think as
Michael.
what your question was like, there's so much to think. It's all about thinking a bit out of box, open to ideas. A lot of people, they have this closed mindset. They just don't want to listen. So you need to like open about, like just open a bit and look at what's happening so that you can actually grab some ideas. You can actually invite some ideas that you can actually take it as something that you can work for the passive income and all those stuff.
Yeah, I love that. And I think it's important to remember that we all know examples of parasitic businesses and mega corporations that we feel like hate us and keep us on hold for forever. But at the end of the day, the small business is typically about helping people. And so, how can we help people? Who, like, even for you in the beginning, you just got started because you wanted to help the lady sell more of her food and people that were hungry but didn't have, were on the go. And just all you did really is help her set up a distribution network. And so by focusing on helping people, I think that in today's day and age of transparency and that, even if you don't have an ethical bone in your body, even if secretly you're like you're a sinister, evil person, if you want to have a long, if you want to be in the game long term, which all results are going to come from compounded interest over time, relationships, right? Effort. You have to treat everyone with love. You have to treat yourself with love, or you're going to get burnt out. You have to treat your staff, or they're going to leave you. You have to treat your customers with love. So even if you're secretly not ethical, you have to use the highest degree of ethics and love in the best path forward. That's the in game theory. So game theory is what's the best strategy to win games. And in a general overarching umbrella, the best strategy is tit for tat with forgiveness. So tit for tat is you poke me in the eye, I poke you in the eye. And so the idea is that I give and you give and I give and then you don't give. And I give again and then you don't give and then I don't give and then you don't give and then I don't give. And then it's a tit for tat, everybody loses. But tit for tat with forgiveness. Because what happens is then I don't, you don't, I don't, you don't, I do, you don't, I don't, you don't, I do, you do. Oh, now I do, now you do. And it's like a way to get back on track. And that's been proven in game theory. The most successful outcome typically is tit for tat with forgiveness, which is in business. It's love. It's be giving, honest, protect yourself where you have to, but then forgive. And I think
Wow,
that's a
I
really
love that.
powerful.
I love that, man.
Oh, so where you already talked about AI in that, but let's talk maybe a little bit about currencies in that. Let's talk about once you're making money and you're generating money, the cash flow board game that you help people play. For those that don't know, once you play it, you really quickly realize how the ch game changes once you're generating enough passive income to cover your basic needs. That now the a whole world of opportunity, a whole universe you didn't even know existed, is becomes available to you. How do you protect that? If you're generating passive income, are you into gold? Are you into Bitcoin? You should have bank accounts in multiple currencies. This is maybe a bit of a technical question for a lot of people, but in today's day and age, you can open up bank accounts remotely in different countries. Is that how do you protect it? How do you protect what you've built now?
And I think I go back to the ancient those days. And when you look at those days, there are three things that will be protected, and it will be like gain in the value of it, and it will never go wrong. These are the three things that I believe will happen until this world ends. And this is the three things that I really do for protect. So the first is land. Land is something that will never fail. So, just because you are protecting, you are not growing it. Growing, you have, and you can keep on doing growing by business or whatever that you call just now. But to protect it, land is one of it. Second, I believe in gold, the real physical gold. Gold is another form of that. It's protection. It's protect you. And when you study about gold, there's a lot of vibration. Why people who start to keep and invest in gold become richer and richer? Because the vibration of this gold going to attract more golds without you realizing. That's the power of gold. And the third one is, of course, real estate. These are the three things that I believe that can be used as a protecting vehicles or whatever that you do. So the rest is basically, for me, I take it as a generating. How to generate your wealth and all those stuff is through stocks or bitcoins or cryptos or businesses or whatever. But to protect is these three things that I believe in.
I love that. And I heard, first off, I agree with you a thousandfold. And what you were saying made me think of something. A buddy of mine, sometimes I have friends that just send me screenshots of books or pictures of books that they're reading. And he sent me one, and I don't know what book it came from, but in the book, in the page that I read, it was this guy talking about how he talked to someone from this family, and this family has been rich. They're old money. They've been rich for 10, 15 generations. And he said he got a chance to ask him, how do you protect your wealth through generations like that? And they said three things: art, gold, and land. Because when the barbarians are at the gate and they're about to invade the city, you take your painting off the wall, you bust out the frame, you roll it up, you throw it and your gold coins in a sack, you hop on your horse and you ride away. And after the battle is finished, when it's safe to come back, you can usually get control of your land again if you've got the paperwork and all that, and you've got gold, and then you unroll your painting and put it back up on the wall. And that was how they stored wealth as a family, like for generations. Now, a bag of gold coins, I don't know how far you want to be going on horseback. I guess stuff gets heavy fast, but the idea just made me think about what you were saying. That that's I love that. I love that. I love that a lot. So this is fantastic. You've shared so much. I've already got pages of notes, people listening as well. Where do you see, we talked about AI, but where do you see things going in the future in terms of looking down 5, 10 years down the road? You as an investor and a business owner, what are some industries? What are you like wary of? What are you doubling down on? What's your crystal ball, so to speak, on the next 5, 10, 15 years?
I think it's again go to the basic food, education, all this will be there just with a tweak, with a twist, with the technology and the AIs and all those stuff. So the thing is still the same, but then you need to add of technologies, you have to add on the AIs. You cannot be staying away from this. You need to be part of it. You need to learn about it. You need to have bring yourself into it so that you understand, because the world going to be changed very fast. It's, I think there's no more like 10 years, 5 years kind of like goals already. Like you need to like keep on changing every year, like to get to the goal that or the vision that you have. So for me, I'm still staying with the basic things, and what I learned so much is about the passive. So when you have the passive being created, again, it's more than what you need. It allows you to think, allows you to take new things and all those stuff. And of course, my vision is like more on adding value to human, like these people. That is my thing. So I'm slowing down in going into business, creating new businesses, but I go into this education because it's give me the satisfaction. It give me like the reason why I'm living, the purpose, like to add value to people. So that is the reason I'm taking education as the way for me to go and end my life. I want to end my life giving things for people, especially the education in things that I gone through personally, which is money and business. These are the things that I thought, hey, this is what I want to share. This is how I get started, and this is how I make all these things happen to me. So I want to help those people who have the same kind of like vision. They have the same kind of struggle. This is my goal. So when you talk about the new businesses, I'm actually slowing down in going to business, but very focused on education, like educating people and those stuff.
I love that. I love that. Abu, this has been a great call. You've been so giving and had such great stories to tell and great nuggets and tips. Is there anything I haven't asked you that I should have asked you?
What is that?
No, I'm asking, is there anything I haven't asked you that I should
Oh,
have asked
okay.
you?
I think you have asked good question. I think the thing that I share is something of my own journey, my own practical. I'm a person who not a theory guy, but a practical guy. I learn by doing things. So whatever that I say is something that I've done, I'm doing. So one thing that I just want to maybe add is always remember the formula of success is A, B, C, D. That's the formula of success. And the magic of success is A, B, U. What is ABCD? ABCD is basically A stands for aim. You must have an aim in your life. What is your aim? And make sure that you have just one very powerful aim. What is that one aim that you want to achieve? And B, It is not just believing in ourselves, but believe in your aim. A lot of people have aims, they have goals, they have dreams, but they just don't believe in their dreams. They don't believe that they're going to achieve it. So make sure when you have an aim, you believe in your aim. And the C stands for courage. You have to have the courage to make mistake in order to achieve your dream. You have the courage to do something different in order to achieve your dream. You have the courage to be yourself. Even you are stupid, you have no money, whatever, just be yourself. Don't try to fake yourself. And the last one is D, do it until you get it. You must have some kind of like determination to do it until you get it. Never stop until you get the thing done. So this is a formula for success for me.
I
All
love
right.
that.
And
Sorry. Sorry.
yeah,
Sorry.
and yeah, and
ABU.
ABU stands for the method, like the method I use. The first is always believe in yourself, no matter what people say, no matter who say what. You believe in yourself. You just have to believe in yourself, because when you believe in yourself, you will become yourself. Once you believe in yourself, you become yourself. You don't worry about what people say, because this is you. So when you become yourself, one of the most powerful things is going to happen. You always become unstoppable. When you become yourself, you become unstoppable. So that is the method that I use. That's why ABU, ABU, ABU. Always believe in yourself, always be yourself, and always be unstoppable. Unstoppable.
I love that. I love that. I love that. What I was going to say is, I tell my daughter, one of my favorite words in English is the word until. And I say, when we have a goal, when do we keep, like, when, you know, how hard, how long do we keep working towards it until? So I love that so much.
Right,
So if
right.
people want to learn more, if they want to get in touch, if they want to follow you somehow, what's the
Okay.
best place for them to connect?
They can actually connect with me with my website, which is www.abangabu.com.
So it's
So down there we have
abangabu. Yep.
abangabu.com. They can actually go into there. They can actually connect with me, social media, Facebook, TikTok, and everything is there. So it's like one place for them to go and just get connected in any social media that they feel they just belongs to.
That's perfect. So everyone that's interested, go check out Abang Abu, ABANGABU.com. You can also look him up on social media. Abu, thank you so much for coming and sharing. Knowing you've got your own followers, you've been jet setting, you've been going around Robert Kiyosaki, you're all over different time zones. Thank you so much for coming and sharing with
Hey.
my audience and I to help us all do a little bit better.
Right. Thank you so much, Daryl, for your good work. Keep this work going on, and I love to be part of your whatever that you are doing. Let's connect and let's change the world.
Yeah.
And yeah, let's do it together.
Let's do it together.